It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
At this time of year, you may not think of fresh fruits and salads and produce, but you know, each season has its produce that is fresh for that season, and we've been encouraging you lately, you know, and it's really good in the media to encourage you to eat sustainable locally and seasonally. My guest is internationally renowned registered dietitian Ashley Koff. Welcome to the show, Ashley. Winter produce, what are we looking at in the stores now that we should try and keep seasonal, because they're just as good for us as things we find in the summer?
Yeah, you know, produce tends to take a, you know, can feel very challenging in the winter. Sometimes I have people that do great because they feel like, gosh, I always love to have vegetable soup, and in the summer they're not having that. And so, you know, they'll tell me they're doing so well, like, oh, I had a lentil soup and it had, you know, carrots, or I'm having a beet soup with, or a butternut squash soup, et cetera. And one of the things that we need to be aware of, well, it's actually twofold in that instance, is that, first of all, a lot of the winter vegetables, the ones that are traditionally winter, like the ones I was just referring to, are actually a lot starchier than our summer vegetables. So I actually classify them differently on my nutrition plan, and they're in the starchy vegetable category. That's going to be things like your winter squashes, your carrots I was just mentioning, your potatoes, your beets, et cetera. So if those are part of your diet, and they're wonderful for you, they're super nutrient dense, they're very accessible at this time of the year, they're great, but we need to remember that they carry a carbohydrate content with them. So if I'm having those, then I don't say have them with a slice of bread, or I don't have them with another carbohydrate. So one of the things we have to pay attention to is that winter vegetables can be a little bit higher, are a little higher in carbohydrate than, say, our summer cucumber, lettuces, tomatoes, things like that. The other thing that happens in the winter is, because we're cold, or because we're not running over to the farmer's market and thinking of like fresh cut up vegetables, we often turn to sources that may actually be in things that are higher in sodium or higher in sugar. So one of the things that I often see with winter vegetables is this high sodium content that's carried with it, especially when we're doing stews and soups and things like that. So one of the things that I teach my clients to do is that, especially for the winter, use your freezer. Frozen plain vegetables are phenomenal for you. And notice I said plain, because the ones that are not coming with a sauce already added onto
them. Butter sauce, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the butter sauce, or, you know, the a lot of them, like, some come in cream sauces, or even some of the ones that, like, maybe Indian spices and other stuff, that if it was just the spices, it would be okay for you, but they're coming with a lot of salt and sugar. So what I teach people to do is make sure at home, stock your freezer with a lot of these different frozen vegetables. Then also have a low-sodium vegetable broth available, and then have a lot of spices. So what I do is, it takes 2 seconds, as I put the, literally 2 seconds, I take the vegetable stock. If you're making your own stock, amazing for you, great, but that's not me. I use a low-sodium vegetable stock, and I put it in the pan, either in a sauté pan or a soup pan, and then I put the frozen vegetables in there, and then I add my own spices to it. And you can do a bunch of different, you know, blends of spices that way, and that can be the base for any meal that you're doing. You know, if you're adding that to your eggs, if you're deciding to have soup and you want to add, you know, chicken or turkey sausage to it, or I actually will crumble up wild salmon bacon in there for some, you know, nice flavor. You can do any of those things, but you're going to have a lower sodium content, so you're not working against the benefits of the vegetable.
You know what I've always found interesting, Ashley, is that those winter vegetables and winter produce, while we're sort of fattening up for the winter, you know, maybe even back in the olden days, that these are carbohydrate-rich mm-hmm. foods, and that they are a little bit more complex carbs. So they're going to last you longer. You know,
right.
They're going to give you a slower burn. They're going to give you that longer lasting, like a sweet potato. A great superfood, wonderful vitamins, but yes, you are saying they are higher in sugar, a little bit higher in calories, but they help you kind of with that winter, which kind of gives you that comfort food feeling, and even the regular potato or beets or any of these wonderful
yeah.
things. But people don't always know what to do with them.
So well,
you pointed out you can
really
make your soups.
Point. Yeah, and also, too, remember, it's getting dark like 3 hours earlier. We are starting to see UV a little bit later, but, you know, the other part is that if you have those winter vegetables and you have them at dinner and you overdo it, the carbohydrate content is actually giving you energy, and that's such a negative for going to bed earlier, which is really what our body wants us to be doing in the winter. So one of the other things that I do is I have people, I'll say, like, celebrate them. I love the, you know, I love roasted carrots, especially with, like, a little olive oil and some spices. Ugh. Amazing, or, you know, fingerling potatoes, or the sweet potato, or the beets and these sorts of things. But I often will have them be the focus of a lunch, or maybe they're part of your breakfast. So a lot of my clients will do like a medley of sweet potato and chicken sausage for breakfast, or we'll do eggs with the sweet potato and do something like that.
Idea.
And then maybe go lighter at dinner and maybe choose like your sauteed greens at dinner, which are fall into the non-starchy vegetables, which are like your, you know, your chard or your kale or your spinach. And again, I always have this frozen organic available, because a lot of times we aren't stopping at the farmer's market and doing it that way. If anyone's confused about what's a starchy vegetable and what's a non-starchy, on my website, which is the ashleycoffrd.com, I have a free nutrition plan, and it spells out very specifically, because that's a confusing area. Another place it's become super confusing, depending on how into the liquid nutrition you are, is that a lot of people are doing these juices now. And if you're juicing winter vegetables, which again, they're so fun, they're around, a lot of them are sweeter tasting, so they make delicious tasting juice. But, you know, some of them can pack as many sugar-based calories as your apple juice or your orange juice. And so 16 ounces of a carrot, beet, oh, I have a little bit of celery in there, is actually way too much for anyone to be having at one time. You should really be keeping your liquid portions to 4 to 8 ounces. And that's really important to remember in terms of the quantity side of it as well.
Now, what about winter fruits? We've been talking about, you know, and my kids, I can't make enough Brussels sprouts. They could eat a bowl full, you know, so great. Roasted, all of these ones, acorn squash, sweet potatoes, carrots. You could just roast them with a little olive oil, make them savory instead of sweet. No need for the marshmallows and brown sugar. But what about our fruits and the sweeter things? Are there some produce for the winter that are fruits?
Yeah. So one of the other things that I love to do, and remember, again, it's winter, things are happening a little bit more slowly. So sometimes also one of the things that can be a little bit of a challenge is even just digestion, you know, being a little bit more slow in the winter. So one of the pieces that's great for us, I was mentioning liquid in the form of whether it's soups or doing juices, but one of the other things you can do is you can do baked fruit. And baked fruit is so amazing, because actually when you bake a fruit, the sweetness really pops. So as you were saying, like, you don't need the marshmallow if you bake the sweet potato, because you really get that amazing sweet coming out. The same thing happens if you bake apples or bake pears. I love to do, and my mom did this for years, but instead of doing, say, like apple pie, she would just do a baked fruit medley with some cherries in there and some apple, and didn't add any extra sugar to it, and then would do a nut crumble on top of it. And so it wasn't like you were having pie, but oh my goodness, when you had this for breakfast, or if you had this in the middle of the afternoon, you sure felt like you were enjoying pie, which is delicious.
It is
in that
great.
Way. Yeah,
and that's great for
really
kids,
good.
Too. You can even put raisins inside that apple. And then when you serve it, you know what? Give them a little treat. Drizzle it with a little cream or a tiny bit of whipped cream on the top. In your last 30 seconds, Ashley, your best advice for winter produce that we should absolutely keep around the peak time.
Yes. The key thing to remember is that all of those colors that exist in nature, we need all of them. They are our cleanup system, so you can't take the winter off from cleaning your house. You can't take the winter off from fruits and vegetables. So what you want to do is aim for getting that color in at least throughout the week, ideally in each day, and definitely rely on your freezer, because that way you can stock all sorts of different colors and play around with them throughout the day in a bunch of different ways.
That's great advice. The peak produce at this time of the year, look for the colors, use your freezer, roast them, and they're wonderful for kids and adults alike. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.